Kicks 106. Good morning, everybody, with Dwayne and Abby, and here we are broadcasting in Music City, USA.
Gaylord Opryland's Country Christmas is underway now.
So we hooked up with Rob Regg from Gaylord Opryland to talk about everything Christmas.
First of all, let's do the rundown and get the basic deeds, because I cannot wait to talk about I Love Christmas movies. So first of all, give us the overview.
This is our 37th annual Country Christmas, and over those many decades, we have, you know, become to be known as the place to go to get in the holiday spirit. In fact, Travel Channel named us the most Christmassy resort in the world. So every year we have to bring it. We have to, you know, make our experiences bigger and better than ever. And this year is no different. We put on a schedule of 17 hours worth of entertainment. So in other words, if you go to every attraction, every event back to back, it's going to take you 17 hours. So yeah, we're excited about our events this year. And you will notice, and guests will notice, that things are going to look a little different, because events are going to be set up in a social distance manner. We're going to have masks. You'll notice the enhanced cleaning program that we have. So you'll notice some changes with that. But what's going to stay the same is just the holiday experience and just all the Christmas festivities that we have here, including all the decorations, 4 million lights, 15,000 poinsettias, miles of garland. So we've been working a long time. We started in July preparing for this, so we're ready.
Wow. So you've got everybody who beat who thought that they were doing it early by putting their Christmas tree up on Halloween.
Yeah.
So please. Wait, talk to me when you get to Independence Day.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So, Rob, I Love Christmas Movies sounds like such a unique experience, and it's going to capture some of my favorite Christmas movies. Tell us what this is about.
Yeah, so I Love Christmas Movies is a brand new event. Super excited for it. It's going to be in the location where our ice attraction normally is. If your listeners have come down before to Nashville to Gaylord Opryland during Christmas, they'll know the ice event. Ice is a 2 million pounds of hand-carved ice sculptures that we have every year with different themes. The artisans come from Harbin, China. This year, due to travel restrictions, we were not able to get him and get the artisans over here to the United States. So we had to pivot a little bit. So we partnered with Warner Brothers to bring this all-new multi-sensory experience featuring 13 fully immersive scenes from some of your favorite holiday movies like The Polar Express, A Christmas Story, Elf, my favorite, Christmas Vacation,
yeah.
And The Year Without a Santa Claus. So basically what it is, you're walking into these scenes, and you're just pretty much hopping through the screen into the movie, and you're surrounded. I've walked through it a number of times already, and one of my favorite is walking into the front yard of the Griswold's family house, and off in the corner you'll see the family station wagon with a huge tree on the top, and behind you have the house facade with all the lights, and so you hear all the sounds that you'll hear from the movie. You might smell some of the evergreen tree, and then there's some interactive parts too. So I'm not going to ruin all the surprises, but with that room specifically, you can actually take the extension cords like your Clark Griswold, and you can say "Joy to the World" and plug it in. The lights come on. It's an experience that you're not going to have anywhere else.
Nice.
Wow. Oh. I do have one question for you though, Rob. Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big?
You know, that was one of my favorite lines in the movie. I'm not going to answer for fear of my job. But
yeah, right.
I would say it's not going in our yard. It's not going in our yard, Rusty. It's going right in our living room.
That's right.
Oh, man.